USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration announced that it will begin deporting Haitians who have illegally arrived in the thousands at the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants continue trying to cross into the United States seeking a better life. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, discusses the influx of illegal immigrants.
The majority of the people that are crossing the border illegally are being released into the United States, and they're doing that without even getting COVID tests, without knowing what's coming into the United States. So this is a very scary situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Stocks falling sharply to start the week amid investor concerns over the impending default of a major Chinese property developer. The Dow losing 614 points to close at 33,970. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The United States will replace travel bans on Europe, China, and other countries by requiring foreign nationals to show proof of a COVID vaccination. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients explains what changed that caused the administration to update its travel guidelines.
Today, nearly 6 billion shots have been administered globally in dozens of countries. Have strong vaccination rates. Vaccines continue to show that they're highly effective.
Pfizer says a smaller dose of their COVID-19 vaccine works to develop antibodies for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. They say two doses 3 weeks apart had the similar effect to the dosage for 16 to 25-year-olds. The side effects also roughly the same. Pfizer planning to submit this information to regulators very soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The House is still debating a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that Democrats are calling human infrastructure. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn warns of the potential consequences if the bill is passed in the Senate on Fox Business.
I think they're going to put everything into this one bill and then just try to do the heavy roll and push it all over the finish line. Now, the good thing is they do not have the votes they need in the Senate to do this.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who's one of the swing votes on the bill, is calling for the Senate to push a vote on it next year. Two Houston police officers were shot while serving a narcotics arrest warrant Monday morning. One of the officers, William Jeffrey, died of his injuries, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says he spoke to the officer's wife prior to a press conference.
One thing that she made very clear to me this morning is that Mayor, the city of Houston lost the very best. And so I wanted to echo that.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution is up for auction and expected to fetch at least $15 million. The copy is one of 11 surviving copies of the original printing of the Constitution. Sotheby's Auction House in New York City set to auction the copy off in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.